coming to the final 16th, and it's Justify and Good Magic in Audible. Justify in a two-length lead. Final try from Good Magic. All rise for Justify. The Kentucky Derby was never in doubt. Wins by 2.5. It's tight for second between Good Magic and Audible.
Chances are by now you've heard the winner of the 144th running of the Kentucky Derby was bred on a small farm by a Canadian family. John Gunther, based out of Langley, British Columbia, along with his daughter Tanya, run Glenwood Farm, the birthplace of this year's winner, Justify. The Derby was only Justify's fourth competitive race as a three-year-old, but his power and strength on a rainy Saturday at Churchill Downs proved he's got a legitimate shot at winning this year's Triple Crown. A few days after the race, I reached Gunther as he made his way home to BC from Louisville and started by asking him if things had sunk in yet that his horse had won the Derby.
Well, no, it hasn't really sunk in yet. I'm sort of, I'm trying to grasp the whole thing. I mean, you have a lot of industry leaders that spend a lot of money trying just to get a horse in the Kentucky Derby. And here, our small operation, we keep around 20 to 30 broodmares, and we ended up having two of our homebreds run in the Kentucky Derby, and that statistic alone is a major statistic in itself. And then along comes Justify, and he ends up winning the Kentucky Derby. So I'm sitting here in amazement, and I think, well, how did all this happen? And the one thing I can certainly say is my daughter, she planned the mating not only for Justify breeding to Scat Daddy, but she also planned the mating for the mother, Stage Magic. It was her idea to breed Ghost Zapper to Stage Magic when she thought Ghost Zapper's stats looked very interesting to her. And we bred that mare to Ghost Zapper when he was only standing for around $15,000. So she ended up planning the mating, not only the sire, but the dam as well. So, I mean, that alone is unbelievable in itself.
On race day, it was a record rainfall total at Churchill Downs for any Derby day. Were you at all concerned that a muddy track might affect his performance?
And there's two things I thought about, you know, the conditions of the track. Number one, you had probably the best money rider in the world on Justify being Mike Smith. And that horse is so athletic. I knew that Mike Smith would be able to get him out on top. And turning for home, I just felt, well, there's no way this horse, nobody's going to beat this horse. That the moment he took the lead around the first turn, I was just confident that, well, there's no way anybody else is going to catch him. He's going to end up winning this race. I wasn't even concerned at all right after the break. So, I know the track was terrible, but it was still a wet, fast track. It wasn't a deep track, and I just had that feeling he's going to fly over that surface and get the job done.
John, what does it mean to you to have seen Justify break the Apollo curse, as it had been over 100 years since a horse that didn't run as a two-year-old went on to win the Derby?
You know, there's a lot of people commenting about the Apollo curse. And there was one trainer talking about he thought that the chances of Justify or Magna Moon winning the Derby because they hadn't started as a two-year-old were almost negligible. And he was talking about his horse, that he had that one two-year-old start, thought it was a big edge. So I replied on Twitter that I don't think Justify's going to worry about the Apollo curse when he's three lengths ahead of the rest of the field at the wire. And I commented on that a week before the Derby. So that's my thoughts on the Apollo curse. It's such an unbelievable thing to have a horse still beat the Apollo curse, because it goes back as far as 1882, since Apollo won the race without starting as a two-year-old. So that statistic alone will make this horse very valuable in the breeding shed, because a lot of people reflect on that.
Everyone knows winning the Triple Crown is one of the most difficult things to accomplish in all of sports. Justify's got that chance now, starting with the Preakness Stakes in Baltimore. Do you like his chances going into that race at Pimlico, which is only 2 weeks after winning in Kentucky?
If he's physically comes out of the Kentucky Derby in good shape and he starts in the starting gate in the Preakness, they won't be able to beat Justify. A lot of the horses that were in the Derby, they're not gonna want to run against them 2 weeks later. So they'll skip the Preakness. So I'm predicting a much smaller field. I think he'll be odds-on favorite. He'll probably be less than even money, and I don't think anybody will come close to him in the Preakness. And when the Belmont comes around, it'll be much the same story. I think he's primed. We're going to see another Triple Crown winner shortly after American Feral.
Finally, John, so many Canadian sports fans may not have really paid attention to the Triple Crown, let alone the Kentucky Derby, until they found out there was a Canadian connection to the winner. Have you been overwhelmed by the response that you've gotten since Justify won the race?
Well, I've been getting a lot of calls from friends in Canada and the media in Canada, across the country, and I'm really amazed about the amount of interest winning the Kentucky Derby has created in Canada alone. I mean, it's such a great feeling to see that there's so much Canadian interest, that there's a Canadian breeder that bred the Kentucky Derby winner, and it makes me feel very proud at this time.
John, again, congratulations. All the best to you and the entire Justify team as it heads to the Preakness Stakes in the middle of the month.
Well, thank you very much, and I'm really looking forward to the Triple Crown. It'll be so much excitement. Thanks a lot.
Sportsnet 650.